Hey there, everyone. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief update video. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We'll start with the performance for the day. Yesterday's action here, it was a mixed bag, seeing gold continuous lead the way up almost 1%, followed by that emerging markets ETF, EEM. That was up 80 basis points. Besides that, everything was mostly in the red there, seeing small cap representative Russell 2000 index down over 1%, and that iShares long-term treasury bond ETF, TLT, down 99 basis points. We'll go ahead and start with a technical indicator development. Today's video will mostly be a kind of broad index overview. It was a bunch of different action there, but we'll start here with BPNYSE. So measuring the percentage of stocks within listed on the New York Stock Exchange that are trading on point and figure buy signals. With yesterday's action reversed back down into a column of O's, now seeing a chart reading of 42%. So still under half, or just under half of those stocks on point and figure buy signals. Whenever we're getting kind of intermediate or kind of middle of the road chart readings, forward returns aren't typically too good. So again, we're going to keep an eye out on kind of levels of quote support at 34 and resistance at 66. So around two-thirds seems to be that high end that we're seeing throughout 2021 into 2023. And again, for 2023, low end around a third of stocks seems to be kind of the low end for participation towards the upside. Moving over into the S&P 500 index, SPX, no sell signal developments that we saw, but we did continue down in our column of X's, now seeing a chart reading of 4,060 sitting at support, do remain on a string of three consecutive buy signals and in a positive trend. Overwhelmingly constructive picture, but if you are looking for a bearish talking point, we're seeing that those highs for May did not eclipse our resistance that dates back to February of this year at 4,180. So again, constructive overall technical picture, but we didn't have enough oomph to get past 4,200 there. So again, we'll look to see how strong the support is at 4,060. From there, we don't have support until the bullish support line, and then further at 3,920 here for the S&P. Moving over into the Russell 2000, I did mention it was the biggest loser over the last day. RUT reversed back down into a column of O's, also posted a third consecutive sell signal. Still is in this trading range, if you want to call it that, 1,700 to around 1,800 or so. So a 1,000-point kind of consolidation period that we've seen. But the path of least resistance seems to be lower, kind of following this negative trend line down. Again, three consecutive sell signals, now seen at support or nearing in on support at 1,700. Further downside participation would see it post new lows for 2023. Moving over into the Dow Jones Industrial Average here, with yesterday's action did continue down on its respective column of O's, now seeing or posting and returning to a sell signal at 33,200, also seen now at a chart reading at the middle of the trading band at 33,000. Dow Jones has kind of been the laggard of the broad major indices in between the Nasdaq Composite, S&P 500, and Dow Jones. It's roughly flat for the year. From here, we'll keep an eye out on the bullish support line. Of course, we've flip-flopped trends throughout what's been a choppy year on the default chart for the major indices. But we'll keep an eye on this bullish support line, then further support at 32,000. Towards the overhead, we have a more defined resistance, if you will. 34,200 seems to be pretty stout level of resistance at the highs for the year. And then further around 34,000 to 34,600 or so is the highs for December's rally from 2022. Moving over into shifting gears and moving over into commodities, we'll take a look at gold. I did mention that was the biggest winner with yesterday's action. It continued higher on its respective column of X's, of course, to return to a buy signal earlier this month. Now seen in a chart reading of 2,080, that's the top of the trading band. So we are back up in overextended territory for gold. It is nice to see, though, that we've solidified a level of support at 1,980. Of course, precious metals, as you know, sits at the top of the Dolly rankings for the commodities and also towards the top of the asset class group scores page when you're comparing all of those groups together. So again, gold, precious metals in general, name to look towards again, but we are going to be considering them on pullbacks as we are a bit overextended at current levels. Moving over into a crude oil continuous chart here, CL backslash. We have seen it move back and forth over the last week or so. It did post two consecutive buys, move back into a positive trend, and move to new highs for 2023 at a chart reading of 83. But I've seen a pretty stout reversal. Now, of course, wiping out all of those gains, doing a kind of mirror image, actually, reversing back down into O's, moving back into a negative trend and posting new 2023 lows, at least on the chart here with a chart reading of 64. So again, kind of seeing that reversal, we're going to keep an eye out on how that impacts energy-based equities, energy recently falling into the underweight status within the Dolly rankings. Keep an eye out on that XLE, so the Spider Representative Fund and Money Market RS chart. We don't have that pulled up today, but that's close to reversing in favor of money market. So again, some further weakness for energy-based equities on the back of commodity-based weakness. Moving over into kind of a wrap-up for today's video, we did see our FSM models rebalance. So if you want to, see which ones have rebalanced here, you can simply go over into Models and Products, Models, and that'll take you over into the broad models page. You can see over here on the left side of the screen, you'll see filters. You can click on that there and then focus on new activity, of course. And then you'll see here, over on the right side, you'll see if it rebalanced, that's an R, or if there's kind of trades in there, you'll see a 2. Of course, if you're following any of these models specifically, you can always follow them by clicking that little bell icon and you'll be alerted when there's trades. With that said, though, I'll go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and a safe weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.